是《使徒行传》第二章里面的描述。
It also represents in the Old Testament a harvest time.
同样的，在旧约也是一个收获的季节。
A time of prosperity.
是我们得丰盛、得丰富的季节。
So today, whatever you need from the Lord, times like this is where God says He makes these days special.
所以当你有什么需要的时候，神特别把这样很特别的节日，恩膏了这种节日，来让我们觉得很特别。
And God's Canada, which is the dates for these feasts, are forever.
那神设的这种属神的日历是永恒的。
Amen. May the Holy Spirit come upon you today.
让圣灵今天降临到你们当中。
So in the last few weeks, I've been talking about how community in the church is so important.
那我们一直在上一周，在最后前几周一直在讲关于团契的重要性。
When brothers and sisters come together in fellowship, they are a church. They are a Holy Spirit community.
当弟兄姊妹们奉耶稣的名在一起聚会的时候，他们是主耶稣基督的团契。
Some brothers and sisters ask me, so Pastor, what is the difference between what we are doing now and what we did in the past?
那有人会问我们，哎，我们一直在团契呀，可是为什么现在的团契跟以前有不同吗？
I said, in the past, you got together and you're basically having a mini party.
我们以前可能平常大家以为的团契就是在一起聚一聚啊，吃个饭而已。
Or you come together and you're just listening to a cell leader.
或者是你只是来听一个小组长来给你讲东西而已。
I said, now when we come together, we focus on the presence of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们现在聚在一起，我们都一直在注重圣灵的同在。
As we talk to each other,
和我们在讲话当中的时候
we allow the spirit of prophecy to speak through us.
我们允许圣灵借着我们的口说出预言性的话语和鼓励的话语。
So that when we are talking,
所以当我们互相聊天的时候
the Holy Spirit is ministering to us.
圣灵会对我们说话。
Amen? So the main difference is we gather together not only for ourselves, but in order to encounter the Holy Spirit.
所以我们聚在一起不光是为了我们自己，更重要的是我们可以跟圣灵有一个相遇。
And when we talk to each other, we allow God to speak through us prophetically.
当我们跟弟兄姊妹一起讲话的时候，允许弟兄姊妹神借着他们这些器皿来也对我们讲话。
So in the last 2 weeks, some brothers and sisters have been telling me their gathering together is now different.
所以前面两周呢，我就听到不同样的回馈。他们发现他们聚在一起团契的感受已经不一样了。
They found that God is speaking through them.
他们发现原来神真的是借着他们的口在讲话。
They found that the Holy Spirit is present.
他们发现原来圣灵真的与我们同在。
And may that continue.
愿这个事情一直这样继续下去。
Amen. Prophesy to each other.
让我们继续这样子的对对方说
出 to encourage each other.
鼓励和预言的话语。
Amen. Let me just repeat. Prophecy is not prediction.
大家一定要记得哦，我们说的发预言可不是让我们去预测未来。
That is the biggest mistake.
那是一个很大的错误。
That churches are making today.
就是教会现在很多都误会了这个预言的意义。
Prophecy can include prediction.
预言呢，可能会有这么一个预测未来的成分，有时候。
But prophecy is primarily to encourage each other to build each other up.To build up the church.
但预言真正的目的是神借着我们的口来讲话，为的是建造教会和肢体。
Prophecy is about speaking in your circumstance and your situation today.
所以预言是对我们当下的一个环境来说话的。
And it might just include something about your future in order to encourage you.
也有可能有一些所谓的未来的成分，为的目的还是要鼓励到我们。
Amen. When we understand that,
当我们明白什么是预言时
，when we fellowship with each other,
当我们一起团契的时候
，we're actually encouraging each other.
其实我们就一直是在鼓励对方了。
And we don't know why we end up talking about certain things.
我们都不知道有时候为什么我们口里会说出一些话来。
The person listening.
但是那个听到的人就觉得
It's not hearing you, but hearing that God is answering that person's prayer.
他听到的都不是你的话语，他是听到了神亲自对他说话，或者答了他的祷告。
Amen. When I invite you to a barbecue,
当我来邀请你们跟我一起烧烤的时候
I'm not hearing, can you come to a barbecue?
我听到的不是你要来跟我一起烧烤吗
The person might be hearing, God loves me.
这个人听到的可能是神这么爱我呀。
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.Now, if we understand prophecy that way, then we are prophesying as according to First Corinthians chapter 14.
如果我们能够以这样的方式来认知预言的话，那我们真的就像使徒行传的那样的初期教会一样，真的在这样与主一起团契了。
Amen. Amen. Now today I want to talk about one body, many members.
今天我们要讲的主题是一个身体有许多肢体。
As we see in the example of Ananias and Sapphira in chapter 5 of Acts.
当我们在读到第使徒行传第五章亚拿尼亚他们夫妻的故事的时候，
Both of them fell dead.
他们两个人都死了。
Because they tried to lie to the Holy Spirit.
因为他们对圣灵撒谎。
By lying to other brothers and sisters.
也是对他们教会的肢体撒谎。
Why was such judgment so severe?
为什么有这么严重的审判结果呢？
It's because, one,
因为第一
those, the, community, the fellowship of the community that gathered together was a fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
他们在一起聚集的时候就是圣灵的团契。
So when they lie to each other, lie to the brothers and sisters, the Bible says they lie to the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们对他们的肢体去撒谎的时候，他等于直接是对圣灵撒谎。
The judgment is so severe is because God wanted to maintain the purity of the fellowship.
那个审判有这么的严重，目的是神想在初期教会能够保持那个纯洁。
Because if they tolerated such behavior, it will cause division in the group.
如果一刚开始他们就能够有一点小问题不处理的话，就会造成整个肢体有分裂。
So in other words, the enemy of the enemy of a community or a group of brothers and sisters gathering together is division.
所以关于弟兄姊妹聚在一起团契的一个最大的敌人就是分裂。
And we've all been to cell groups, we've all been to all sorts of groups.And you always find eventually people fall out with each other.
所以你发现你不管去什么小组也好，团契也好，自己的社交圈也好，最后全部都是因为分裂，然后大家就不在一起聚会了。
Because that's human nature.
因为这是人的自然的一个反应。
We all believe we're right.
大家都觉得自己是对的。
And the other's wrong.
别人都是错的。
Where do we get that nature from?
这样的一个自然体从哪里来呢？
From the tree of good and knowledge.
就是那分别善恶的果子的树。
I am right, you are wrong.
我是对的，你是错的。
You are wrong, I am right.
你是错的，我又是对的。
In other words, I know what is good and you are evil.
哦，我认为这个是好的，你却说那个是坏的。
No, no, you're evil, I am good.
不是的，你说的是坏的，我说的是好的。
And you see all over the world, two political parties, different countries, and then you come home.Man and wife, brothers and sisters, they all argue about who's right and who's wrong.
其实啊,
the tree of the good, of knowledge of good and evil.
其实啊，分别善恶的树在哪里的彰显都一样，国家与国家之间，政党与政党之间，家庭里面夫妻之间，还有跟孩子之间，全是一样的。
So the strength of a community is unity.
所以能够在团契里面的最大的力量就是一种合一。
It is in that unity that God can do things.
是当我们合一的时候，神的工作才开始。
So we find in Acts chapter 4 verse 32 says.
所以我们在使徒行传四章三十二节看到。
It said now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him or was his own, but they had everything in common.
许多信徒都一心一意，没有一人说他的任何东西是自己的，都是大家公用。
One heart，
一心哦。
One soul，
一意。
That's unity，
就是合一的意思。
You know, Paul, the Luke in writing Acts is using almost the imagery of a man and a wife.
所以路加呢在写使徒行传的时候，他就一直在用这种男女夫妻的这种隐喻。
One heart, one soul.
都是我们要一条心，要一分一意，一心一意。
Amen. And that's the unity that they had in the book of Acts.
这个就是在使徒行传里面的初期教会他们所拥有的合一。
And because of that, God could do great power.
因为这样子的合一，神才会能够彰显大能力。
And what's number two?
那第二是什么？
Great power. What was that last week I said?
我们说了大能力，
Great grace.
还有一个很大恩典。
And what was the third one?
还有是什么？第三点。
Great fear.
还有很大的惧怕。
So that people fear God.
是神对神的一种敬畏的怕。
And they fear the church.
也是对教会的敬畏的怕。
No messing around.
就不敢乱来了。
Hallelujah. could be because it could cost you your life.
因为会让你可能会死掉这么严重哦。
Amen. You see, that was the book of Acts.
所以这是使徒行传。
That was the very beginning of the church.
这是教会初期的状
态。On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, there was unity amongst the new believers.
五旬节之后，圣灵一降临，在所有的初期教会，他们就有这样的合一。
But later on,
但慢慢的
as we progress in the New Testament,
当我们继续看新约的时候
that's not what you find in the churches.
你发现教会就不慢慢的不是这样子了
And so we see in the book of Corinthians,
所以我们看到哥林多前书
division was like a disease in the church.
分裂就好像生了一场传染病一样，到处都是在教会
They were divided in everything.
他们在每件事情上面都有分裂。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians had to address so many issues.
当时保罗在写哥林多前书的时候，要处理那么多种不同的意见和分裂。
Not only in the moral issues.
不光是道德伦理上的分裂。
But also in spiritual issues.
还有属灵的分裂。
So you saw a church with great power and yet many divisions.
你们看到了教会看似有很大的能力，可是里面全都是搞分裂了。
And that is a picture I believe in today's church.
这就是我们所看到的当今的教会的状态。
So in order to address this, Paul in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, what did he say?
所以为了解决这个问题，在哥林多前书保罗是怎么说的呢？
He was addressing divisions in spiritual matters.
他把这个分裂是作为一个属灵的问题在解决的。
Because the Corinthians have felt superiority if you could speak in tongues.
因为哥林多教会的人呢，他们自以为自己会说方言，好像比别人都看似属灵很多。
Superiority if you were called the apostle.
他们自己觉得好像如果被叫做使徒的话，就好像很厉害。
Or prophet.
或者是被叫成先知，就好像很厉害。
And so there was many division.
所以就他们当中有很多分裂。
And so when people began to speak in tongues in order to let people know how spiritual they are,
所以那些开始真的会说方言的人呢，为了让全世界人都能看到他们多么属灵，
they came into church and start speaking in tongues.
他就在教会里面见到人就说方言。
Instead of saying how are you, 新瑶，
他语气跟你说，哎，你今天好吗？
然
后他们就直接用方言讲了，对。然后每个人都是方言讲话。
And so that's why Paul say, be quiet.
所以保罗说，你给我安静点。
Don't be quiet in church.
你们在教会里要安静一点。
Let's say be order.
一定要有一个秩序。
It's not because God is banning speaking in tongues.
不是说神叫我们就不要讲方言的意思。
What he's doing, he's actually trying to get rid of this superiority.
而是要把他们中间那种比较优越至上的感觉拿走。
And so Paul says in chapter 2, gifts of the Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit as he wills.
所以保罗才在他的话语中说，你的恩赐是来自于圣灵自己的分派，他自由意志来，圣灵的意志来分派的。
And there is there's no superiority saying, I'm an apostle and you are an evangelist, I'm greater than you.
所以就不能有那种莫名其妙的优越感说，哦，我是一个使徒，你只是一个传福音的，我比你厉害。
Or in terms of gifts, I heal the sick.You only can prophesy. Rubbish.
Oh, 我可以叫病人得医治哦，你却只能发个预言而已。我比你厉害，你没那么。
You know, so there's diversity in everywhere.
所以当时他们那里有很多多样化的这种分裂。
So Paul began in chapter 12, began to tell the brothers and sisters.
所以保罗就在十二章的时候，在哥林多前书开始跟弟兄姊妹说话。
God has made us all different.
他说我们每个人都不同。
And he also given us all different gifts.
所以每个人身上都有不同的恩赐。
Different responsibility.
有不同的责任。
But we meant to work with each other.
所以我们才需要一起来做事。
There are no superiority or inferiority.
根本就没有什么所谓的优越感和低越感。
We need each other.
我们是需要彼此的。
Amen. Some of the greatest people in heaven one day that you will meet.
在你要是有一天在天堂上遇到了一个你自认为很伟大的人
，Like Yonki Cho gave a testimony how one of his elder died and he went to heaven。
当时有一个牧师，韩国的那个牧师，他说他的一个长老当时死了，然后去到天堂。
And he realized some of the elders that he used to know didn't have Their mansions were not very glorious, they were quite small.
他后来发现，哎，那以前我以为很属灵的那些长老，然后我看到他们天上那个环境和他们所住处也不怎么样嘛。
And then he saw this great mansion.
然后他看到了一个很大很大的一个房子。
And it was a sister who's actually every Sunday she's faithful cleaning the church.
他发现住在那里面的原来是他们每一周日一个就是很低调的一直在打扫卫生的一个姊妹。
Some of the greatest people you meet on in heaven will be the ones who've been cleaning the church, doing teas and coffee, doing ushering.
所以啊，你要是到天堂上去看到那些真正的被神大奖赏的人，都是在教会里面做到一些微不足道的小事的人。
No one can see them.
他们，你们可能都没注意留意到他们的。
But God will reward them.
但是神却要奖赏他们。
You see, everybody think, "Oh, I've got to be a great evangelist, etc." No, it's the ones that are faithful in the little things.
所以很多人他们都想啊，我一定要当一个伟大的传道者，根本就不是。其实。大家没有注意到你才是好的。
You try and come to church one day and we serve no tea and coffee. See what happens.
你要是有一天你发现我来我们教会就没有茶喝，你会想想怎么办？
And then I'll give you a choice. Either you can have to choose either sermon or cup of tea.
然后我就会给你一个选择了，你是要在这里站着讲道呢，还是要去侍奉茶水呢？
I'm sure more people will choose a cup of tea.
我相信绝大部分的人都说我要去
选择茶水。Even I will choose a cup of tea than sermon.
要是给我选的话，我也要去茶水的。
You see, the way we value things is not the way God values.
所以我们看待问题的方式跟神看待的方式是完全不一样的。
And so the elder met his wife who died.
所以当时那个长者呢，他到天上看到了他的妻子，之前已经去世了。
And his wife was instead of being the earthly.Not so good looking person. Was beautiful in heaven.
他当时发现，哎，他的太太好，以前在地上好像那个面孔相貌一般，但是没想到到了天堂上，发现好漂亮哦。
And the back of her neck, back of her head was a diamond.
然后他发现他的那个脖子后面有一个钻石。
And he said to her, "What's that diamond doing in your back of your head?"
然后就问他的妻子说，你后面的那个钻石是什么？
And his wife told him, "This is my testimony."
然后他的妻子说，这是我的见证。
See, when I was young, I used to try and sneak to church, and my father forbade me to go to church.
那个时候我小的时候一直想偷偷的去教会，可是我的爸爸就不准。
I said, but every time when my father discovered it, he used to hit me on the head.
每次当我爸爸发现的时候，他就在使劲打我，然后就打到我这个脖子上。
I said a number of times it's bled and it's a scar there.
很多时候因为那里流血，就结了一个痂。
Guess what? When she got to heaven, God didn't get rid of it. God just put a diamond on it.
想想看，她去了天堂了以后，神没有把那个痂除掉，反倒把它换成了一个钻石。
Because it was her testimony.
因为这是她的见证。
I suffered this injury because I went to church.
我就是因为想去教会而已，我才有了这样的一个痂在身上。
Where is our diamond?
那你我的钻石在哪里呢？
Where is our diamond for God?
你我身上的钻石在哪里呢？
You see, when we serve the Lord, there is a price to pay.
所以当我们侍奉神的时候，我们是有一个代价要付的。
Nobody will applaud you for going to church.
没有人会因为你去教会还为你鼓掌的。
You will not be praised for doing things for God. Nobody even knows.
很多时候你为神所做的事情不是人家都不知道的。
But God knows.
但是神却知道。
And so, Paul is saying,Whether you clean the church or whether you preach the gospel and lead thousands to Christ, we are all one body.
所以神是在，所以保罗是在教我们，你不管是你在教会里面做打扫的，还是你去给千千万人传福音的，我们在教会里都是肢体，都是合一的。
So he's talking about unity.
讲到的是合一。
Verse 12 in chapter 12, verse Corinthians says, "For just as a body is one, has many members."And all members of the body, though many, are one body, so is with Christ.
十二章十二节，就如身体是一个，却有很许多的肢体。身体的肢体虽多，仍然是一个身体。基督也是这样。
I know that many of you read this before.
我知道你们很多人都说我读过这个经
文。But read this again, knowing this is what God sees, God wants.
那我们今天带的读的时候，我们要知道这是主的心意。
Okay, verse 13. For one spirit, we were all baptized in one body. Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, all were made to drink of one spirit.
十三节，我们无论是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，并且共享这位圣灵。
What Paul is basically saying,
保罗在说
one spirit is giving us life.
就是一位圣灵给了我们所有人这属灵的生命。
Today we have life.It's because of the one spirit.
今天我们有了这属灵的生命，都是因为这一位圣灵。
Amen. So we drink from the one spirit.
所以我们是在同一个圣灵里
面来喝。We are baptized together. We immersed into one spirit.
我们是在同一个圣灵里面浸水里面。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in me is the same Holy Spirit that dwells in you.
那住在我里面的圣灵，也是住在你们里面的圣灵。
Just like.But when we say about brothers and sisters, we have the same blood.
就像你对你自己的那些有血缘的弟兄姊妹来说，哎，我们是有同血缘的哟。
So spiritually, we can say we have the same spirit.
所以我们在属灵上面，我们也跟大家，就跟你们一起，都是同属圣灵的。
Hallelujah. So we are one.
所以我们是一体的。
It's a verse 14 says, "For the body does not consist of one member of many, but many."
十四节，身体原不只是一个肢体，而是许多肢体。
If the foot says, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, and that would not make any less a part of the body.
假如脚说，我不是手，所以我不属于身体，它不能因此就不属于身体了。
Can you imagine if you have a head and you got 10 eyes?
你有没有想象，你要是有个头，然后上面长了十只眼睛？
What would you call that person?
你会怎么样去叫这个人啊？
A monster.
你会说他是个怪兽。
Suddenly, you see a person with only, you know, with an ear here and an ear there and an ear there, another monster.
然后，如果你又看到一个人，他的耳朵、头上、头顶也有，下巴也有，左边也有，右边也有，你也会叫他是个怪兽。
If I show you my hands and I've got 10 fingers, another monster.
那如果我给你看我的手上面长了十个指头，你会又说我这是怪物。
But you can't say, "Hey, hand."You're no good. You're a show-off.、Right? You keep doing things.
但你却不能对你的手说，哎，手，你不够好，哎，你根本就不够好，或者是你老是喜欢显摆。
Hand, stop being active all the time. Start, be like me, like the ear. Keep listening.
哦，你的手啊，你可不要不停的去抓东西。你应该像我讲话的人是耳朵，像我耳朵一样
听的。And then the mouth says to the ear, stop listening. Be like me. Keep talking.
然后嘴呢又跟耳朵说，你不要老是光听啦，你应该像嘴一样能够说的。
You see, Paul is saying we need each other to balance out.
所以保罗是在说，我们真的是需要彼此才能够掌握到平衡。
So he said the body does not consist of many hands, but Just two hands.
所以身体不是说有多少手啊，就是两只手。
The mouth cannot say, how come there's two ears and I only got one mouth?
那嘴也不能说啊，凭什么人家耳朵有两个呢？我嘴只能有一个。
I feel jealous. I don't want to be part of this body because it's only one of us.
我好嫉妒啊，因为我不公平哎，因为人家耳朵有两个，可是我嘴只有一个。
God, I don't want to be part of the body because you got two eyes, two ears, and there's only one mouth.
我不愿意当你的身体，因为你有两只眼睛，你却给我一个嘴巴，这样不公平。
Amen. So, but God designed the body only to have two eyes, two ears, and one mouth, not two mouths.
但是神对身体的设计就是这样啊，就是故意要两个眼睛、两个耳朵，却只有一张嘴。
But if the church is a body,
那如果教会是身体的话。
Guess what? I have gone to churches where there are more than one mouth.
那我发现我去的教会哦，他们不止一张嘴哦。
When they got two mouths.
他们有两张嘴的时候。
Guess what happened in that church?
你猜猜那个有两张嘴的教会会怎么样？
Division.
就开始搞分裂了。
Amen. When a church only had one ear.
那次你去到如果只有一个耳朵的教会。
And one eye.
或者只有一个眼睛的教会
，Then we're half deaf and half blind.
你会发现他是聋了一半呢，也瞎了一半。
And we only got one arm.
如果你只有一只手的话
，And one leg.
只有一只脚的话
，We're not moving very smoothly.
那你走路也走不了啊。
But God designed the body to have two arms, two legs, two eyes, two ears, and one mouth.
所以这是主的心意，让你有两只手、两只脚、两个耳朵、两个眼睛，却只有一张嘴。
And so the division happens when you got two mouths.
所以当有两张嘴的时候分裂就开始了。
Or the nose agree with the mouth. I agree with you. It's unfair. There's only one nose as well.
然后这个呢鼻子呢也要跟 嘴要站到一个同一个战线上，我跟你是一战线的，因为我也只有一个，所以不公平。
So the nose and the mouth get together and start a new body.
所以那个鼻子呢跟嘴巴，他们就觉得我们俩是同命相连的，所以他们就开始分裂出来，成为一个所谓的群体。
And that's how church is.
教会真的就一模一样。
And so Paul was saying, "Hey."
所以保罗说
，One body.
所以说一个肢体
，Many members.
却有很多的一个身体，却有很多肢体。
Diversity, but unity.
虽然都不同，但是却都合一。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
But as it is, God arranged the members in the body.
但现在神随自己的意思，把肢体一一安置在身上。
Each one of them He chose. Each one of them He chose.
18,
19. Yeah, no. Let's finish verse 18. Each one He chose.
他把神随着自己的意思。
So who chose?
他是怎么选择按自己的
意思的? Who arranged it?
是神怎么去选择的?
Did he say, but as the pastor arranged the member of the body?
他是不是说，哦，是牧师来随自己意思把肢体安置的?
The church committee?
是不是教会的委员会亲自安置的?
The church denomination?
是不是那个教会的分派?
So who chose?
他们自己选择的呢?
God chose.
是神随自己的意思。
Who arranged it?God arranged it.
是谁掌权来随自己意思，还是神？
Verse 18 again. God arranged the members in the body.
所以十八节是神随着自己的意思坐上的，把肢体放在一起的。
As he chose.
是神自己的选择。
It's been decided.
这是神自己的决定。
If you are a nose, you are a nose. If you are an ear, you are an ear.
如果你要么就是是鼻子就是鼻子，是耳朵就是耳朵，选不了的。
The ear can't say, I don't want to be an ear. I want to be an eye.
然后你那个当耳朵的，你不能说我才不要当耳朵，我要当眼睛。
You see?
不能这样，懂吗？
Because God has made us into a certain way.
因为是神按照他的旨意让我们成为一个特别的。
And if we fulfill what God has made us to be, we are happy.
如果我们能够成就神造我们的本身的目的，我们就会很开心的。
How do you know what God has called you into?
那你怎么知道神到底是怎么造你，为了什么目的呢？
You will find it easy.
你会觉得你做一件事比别人容易。
I tell you, there's certain things I find in church. There's no way I can do.
你知道，有时候我看到教会有些事情，我一看，我说天哪，这种事情我根本做不了嘛。
And then people say, Joshua, I don't know how you can do it.
但是也有人反而对我说，你知道，那讲到我也做不了啊。
But then I say, I can. You can't do what I do, but I can't do what you do.
所以我一会跟他说，你做不了我能做的，可是我也做不了你能
做的。What does that mean?
什么意思?
I need you and you need me.
我需要你，你也需要我。
Not like, you better go away and join another church, and I better have another church.
而不是说，那我们分道扬镳吧，那你跟你这样的人开一个教会，我跟我这样的人开一个教会。
So we have to acknowledge,
所以我们需要能够明白,
that God chose me,
神选择了我,
to do something in the church.
来在教会里面有一个他定好的位置。
In the future, he might choose me to do something else.
也许换时间慢慢推移，我又会要安置到另外一个
教会位置上面。 But
at this moment,
if this is what he wants me to do, I do it faithfully.
如果此时此刻神给我的意向就是在这个事情上面做，那我就最信实的做他的事情。
Amen. Hallelujah. Today, whatever you can do for God, do it faithfully.
所以今天不管你为神做的是什么，我们信信实实的就在这个事情上面做，忠实的做。
Don't try and copy someone else.
不要去模仿其他人所做的东西。
Because you are not, you are, because it's difficult for you.
因为你去模仿别人能行的东西，对你来说是难的。
It looks easy, but it's not that easy.
你以为看着人家很容易做，但是到你身上就不容易了。
There is one thing I can't do in church, and I tried it long time ago.
我在教会，比如说就有件事情我一直做不了，我试了很多次。
I did it once in Kensington Temple when I was a young man.
我以前在 KT 的时候，还是年纪轻的时候做过一次。
I volunteer for the junior church.
我当时就是，去到了那个主日学，就是小朋友教小朋友。
When I got to the junior church.
然后我去了主日学的时候
I looked at the kids.
我看到那些小孩子们
To me, they're just a bunch of demons.
然后对我来说他们就像小魔鬼一样的调皮
They're all demonic.
他们全是像小魔鬼一样的调皮
All Jezebel spirits.
他们全都是有耶洗别的灵
Try manipulate.
他们都在那里操控我
Amen? And yet, my wife sees all the children. Oh, and they're lovely.
但是我的妻子看到那些小朋友就会觉得哇他们好可爱哦
Amen. So therefore, I knew
所以从那以后
Church is not for me.
我就知道了主日学绝对是不是给我设计做的
And that's why all the year you know me I don't go near that place
所以你们了解我的人都知道哪里有小孩我就躲到哪里去
I just don't know how to deal with kids
我就真的不知道怎么跟小朋友相处
Amen? So that's why we need junior church teachers
所以我们才需要我们的这些年轻的老师们
Who sees them as a bunch of angels
他们呢就把他们爱小孩爱得不得了觉得他们都是小天使
see, Same kids I see them differentlyFrom the junior church, they see angels, I see something challenging.
所以啊如果你看同样都是 一批同样的小孩我看他们就像小魔鬼一样可是你的老师们看他们觉得他们好可爱哦。
I see principalities and powers.
我都是看到全是属魔鬼的势力。
You understand?
你们明白吗
So brothers and sisters, God called us to do different things. And verse 19, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body.
所以十九节假如全都是一个肢体身体在哪里呢但现在身体虽多肢体虽多身体还是一个
What body is Paul talking about?
什么样的身体保罗在说什么
Verse 27 said Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it
27节说你们是基督的身体并且各自都是肢体
Just stop there, right?
就停到这里先看
Body of Christ.
我们想想基督的身体
You and I are members of it.
你和我们呢都是肢体
Not any body.
不是其他的身体哦
Not any human body.
不是别人的身体哦
The body of the glorified Christ.
是那得了荣耀的基督的身体
And we are members of it.
然后我们是其中的一个肢体
That's how God sees us.
这是神看我们的方式
In other words, we are precious.
换句话说神看我们极为宝贵
The hand is precious
这手也很宝贵
The eye is precious
眼睛也很宝贵
That's why do not look at each other and despise each other but see each other as membership of Christ
所以我们不要好像一看到对方跟我们不同我们就看不起看不惯对方其实要反倒去欣赏对方跟我们是一体的
That is why we need you be united
所以我才需要我们要合一
When we are united, then we are true functioning body.
当我们真的合一在一起的时候，我们才是那健康的身体。
When we are united, the Holy Spirit comes to that body.
当我们全部合一的时候，圣灵就在这个身体做事情。
And gives it life.
然后让这个身体满有生命。
Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you could gather together and start 打麻将 you know?
所以弟兄姊妹，有的人呢就会聚集在一起，就是打麻将。
Oh, Pastor said, well, let's start.Fellowship, let's start mahjong fellowship.
牧师说我们不是要团契吗？来聚在一起，大家一起来打麻将吧。
Okay, bring your money next week.
那记得要带钱哦。
And we're gonna 打麻将。
然后我们就打麻将。
Do you think the Holy Spirit will come upon it?
你觉得圣灵会到你的打麻将当中吗
？Amen. If you find some spiritual being come upon it, it won't be the Holy Spirit.
如果你突然觉得哎有一个灵体到了我们当中哦，那个保证不是圣灵。
So it's not just any gathering.
所以不是说怎么聚在一起就是
团契 It's gathering together as a body of Christ and the Holy Spirit will come and give it power.
而是以基督身体的身份来聚在一起然后圣灵会来到这个身体里面。
So verse 29 says, Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles?
所以29节说难道个个都是使徒吗难道个个都是先知吗难道个个都是教师吗难道个个都是行异能的吗
Verse 30 Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts. I will show you still more excellent way.
所以30节继续说难道个个都是有医病的恩赐吗难道个个都是说方言的吗难道个个都是翻方言的吗你们要追求那更大的恩赐我现在要把最妙的道指示你们
So what Paul is basically saying to the Corinthians you guys all of you desire the spiritual gifts and position in church in order to be superior
所以保罗是在对哥林多教会的人说你们这些人啊都在追求那些属灵的恩赐为的就是觉得自己比别人多一些优越感
This is pride
这是骄傲
It's your ego
这是你自己的道德的标准
And then in that verse 31 he said but earnestly desire higher gifts
但是31节却说你们要追求那更大的恩赐
That is actually quite difficult to interpret.
这个很难解读的。
Are not all gifts high?
是不是其他的恩赐好像就不够
大？Do they not all come from the Holy Spirit?
难道其他的那些恩赐就不是从圣灵来的吗
？Does it mean that the gifts that God give us, some are more superior?
那真的神给我们每人不同的恩赐，是不是真的有一种比另外一种更好呢
？By higher gifts.
那这里面为什么要说更大的这种比较词
？Because the word gift there is the same word charismata, the same word that he used about the nine gifts of the Spirit, same word.
所以这里的恩赐两个字和我们讲到九种果子的恩赐其实都是同一个词，也没有区别。
So what does Paul mean by higher gifts?
那为什么保罗要用这个比较的词，更大的？
Seek that gift.
要去追求。
That you see, that you see.
你看这个恩赐的看法。
As of your best way to bless the church.
你怎么看这个恩赐的，你就用这个恩赐来祝福教会。
So if you feel that healing is the best gift that you can, that you feel that can bless the church, that's the higher gift for you.
比如说你自己本身就对医治这个恩赐很感兴趣，也非常的爱去追求这个恩赐，那你可能在教会的这个职分就是做这个事情。
Another brother or sister could see the gift of prophecy being the higher gift.
那也有人可能会解读说，哦，我认为预言才是最大的恩赐，那是因为这个人看预言很重要，是不是他有这个恩赐，所以他会去追求，他会在这上面成长。
And from Book of Romans, we know there are other gifts.
所以在罗马书里面，他形容了很多其他的恩赐。
One of the best gifts to have is the gift of help.
所以有一个最好的恩赐叫做可以帮助人的恩赐。
In other words, anybody need any help?
所以换句话说就，哎，你们需要帮忙吗？
Because to me, the gift of help is the higher gift.
因为圣经里却说那种能帮人的恩赐竟然是最大的恩赐耶。
So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, gifts doesn't have to be the spiritual gift. It could be anything that you believe at this time of your life, you find it easy, and you say, this is the way I'm going to bless the church.
所以我们讲到恩赐哈，不要想的那么的属灵，可能就是比如说帮助人啊什么的，只要你自己觉得我做来特别容易，比别人都觉得容易，那个就是你要祝福教会的恩赐。
Amen. What blesses you may not be the same thing that blesses me.
那些能够祝福到你的那些恩赐，也许都不是在我身上的。
Amen. That's why brothers and sisters don't despise the gifts that you have, because the gift that you have could be the higher gift.
所以弟兄姊妹们千万不要小看你们自己身上的恩赐，你们身上的恩赐对你们来说就是那最大的恩赐。
What can edify people, what can encourage people, what can bless people is your higher gift.
只要能够建造人的，鼓励人的，祝福人的，那就是你自己能做到的最大的恩赐。
You see, the gift of healing may not be the higher gift.
所以医治的恩赐也许并不是最大的恩赐。
Because if there's no sick people in the church, what's the point of having a gift of healing?
那是教会里就没有人生病，你有那么多所谓的能医治的恩赐有什么用？
But when there are sick people, the gift of healing is the higher gift.
但是如果教会里面真的很多病人的话，那你那医病的恩赐就成了一个最大的祝福。
So Paul say, desire the higher gifts.
所以保罗
plural.
所以保罗才说你们要追求那更大的恩赐，恩赐是复数哦，就是不止一个。
So what do I pray?
所以我们要怎么祷告？
Oh Lord, I don't know what my high gift is. I want all of them.
主啊，我不知道我最大的恩赐是什么，我什么都要。
Hallelujah, I want all of them. All of them are my high gifts.
不管是什么恩赐都好了，反正都要就是了。
Hallelujah. There's nothing to say in the Bible, right? Do not covet these things, because in Chapter 14 is gift of prophecy.
就贪心是属灵的。
I want all of them.
哦，贪，因为我刚才说我们喜欢所有的恩赐，我什么都要，主啊都要。那贪心就是一个最好的恩赐了。
Yeah, I'm not 贪心 in the world things. I'm 贪心 in the kingdom things.
我贪的不是这世上的恩赐，我贪的是属神国的恩赐。
Because when I want to get to heaven,
因为当我去到天堂的时候，
I want great reward.
我要很大的奖赏。
Amen. That's being wise.
这是聪明的。
Because you invest in the kingdom of God.
因为你把你的心思都花在了神的国的上面。
But the guiding principle Paul says is that I will show you a more excellent way.
但最重要的就是这最后一句哦，说是我现在要把最妙的道指示你们。
Paul says,
保罗说，
Not everyone can prophesy.
不是每个人都能发预言
的。Not everyone can teach.
也不是每个人都是教师。
So therefore, choose the higher gift.
所以你要选择你对你而言最大的那个恩赐。
But then you say to Paul, but what is the higher gift?
然后你就问保罗说，那你指的是哪一个呢？
The one that can bless the most people.
那个可以祝福到所有人的是什么呢？
But which one though, Paul? There's many.
你刚刚说了那么多恩赐，那么多，那我到底选哪个？
Paul would say, good question.
然后保罗说，问得好。
Let me show you how to choose.
让我来教教你怎么去选择吧。
I will show you the excellent way.
我要教你一个好的，最妙的道。
And then we turn to chapter 13.
然后我们就去看第13章。
The wedding chapter.
就是看到那个被很多婚礼用常常用的一个经文。That has
nothing to do with the wedding.
其实这个经文跟婚礼没有太多关系的。
It is to do with division in the church.
是关于处理教会分裂的。
It is to do with serving one another.
是关乎于怎么样服侍彼此的。
Paul says, choose the one that you can express love.
所以保罗说，是你能够表达爱的那个恩赐，就是你的。
That can bring love out of you.
是借着你可以把你里面的爱表达出来的，就是你的恩赐。
Choose the gift that you can pour love into.
就是你借着你自己的里面很自然的方式，你就可以给表达出爱的那个恩赐，就是你的。
Because the more you do,
因为你越这么做
the happier you are,
你就越开心越高兴。
The more you give,
你越是给予
the more you want to give,
你就更想给予。
Because you're stirred by love,
因为你里面的源头是爱。
You know you have done the right thing.
你就知道你走到正道上了。
Amen.I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you are exercising the gift that God has given you,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当你们在操练神所给你们的恩赐时，
and you are serving in the right way in church,
然后你们在你们的恩赐当中在服侍时，
the more you do, the happier you get.
你越做，你是应该越开心的。
Amen. But if you, the more you do, the more moaning you get, you know you're in the wrong one.
如果你越做，你还越苦读，你肯定走错道了。
Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters,The more you do that is spiritual, the more energy you get.
所以你在属灵的一个原则是，你给的属灵的东西越多，你里面的就更充满。
I'm telling you, if I'm preaching right,
所以如果我比如说讲道讲得好，讲对的
I get more energy.
我发现我讲完了以后，我里面有更大的力量。
I can preach for another hour.
我还可以再讲一个小时，信不信？
Then I get more energy.
如果我还有更多的力量，
I preach another 2 hours.
我还可以再讲两个小时。
You see, because there is not tiring.
因为对我来说，这不是一个很累的事情。
Because it is a gift.
因为这是我的恩赐。
Other people go, wow, how can you speak for 5 hours?
所以其他人就会说，哇，你怎么能够讲五个小时的话？
I remember going to meet some brothers and sisters once.
我记得有一次我到一些弟兄姐妹当中。
And then the minister said, "Can you speak to us? Can you preach to us?"
然后当时他们的同工就说，你能不能跟我们讲道？
I said, "Yes, I can."
我就说可以呀。
I said, "When do you want me to start?"
然后我说你要几点钟开始呢？
He said, 11 o'clock.
他们说11点开始
吧。Then I looked at my watch. It's 10 to 11.
然后我看看我的表，说哎，怎么只差10分钟就11点了？
He said, "When do you want me to stop?"
然后我说那你要什么时候结束？
6 o'clock.
他说啊，6点结束。
I said, that's 7 hours.
我说 wow, 7小时耶。
Then I said, yes, no problem.
然后他们说没问题，7小时可以的。
So I had 10 minutes.
所以我用了10分钟的准备时间。
And I spoke for 7 hours.
我说了7小时的话。
And can you believe it, right?
你们能相信吗？是真的。
And then afterwards,
所以接着来
it was so good, they give you a cup of water.
后来呢他们觉得听了7小时都还不够，他们就给我递了一杯水。
And then you carried on.
然后继续再讲。
So you keep on. So where does that energy come from?
所以那里面的那么的能量从哪里来的？
The Holy Spirit.
全是圣灵给的。
Same when you're welcoming people, when you're pouring tea, it's the same. You're happy. Let's make more tea.
所以不管你是倒茶也好啊，去欢迎人也好，你是越做越开心，那茶没了马上又再更多的茶。
Because in God's eyes, it's just the same spirit.
因为在神的眼中是同一个灵在做事。
You may decide right, you know, you're happy make tea, but next year God may say,No, I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to give you the spirit to do something else.
那你也许会说，哦，我今天是一个倒茶的人，那不一定哦，说不定过了一会儿，然后神就会跟你说，今年这个年代，我想让你去做另外一件事情。
Whatever you do, do it in the excellent way.
所以不管你怎么做，都以这最妙的道来做。
What is the excellent way?
这最妙的道是什
么？ Whether you're preaching,
不管你是讲道也
好 Whether you're laying hands,
不管你是按手还好
Whether you're making tea,
不管你是泡茶水还好
Whether you're in a junior church,
不管你是教主日学还好
You do it because you love what you're doing.
你做是因为你真的做得很开心，你很爱这个事情。
Because you feel your blessing people.
因为你觉得你在表达你的爱，你在祝福别人。
And the people feel you are blessing them.
然后连那个收到的人都能感受到你在祝福他。
And so when we get together in our community.
所以在我们的肢体，当我们聚在一起时。
Let the Holy Spirit operate your gifts.
让圣灵把你自己属你的那个恩赐带出来。
You're there to bless.
你们是去祝福他人的。
You're there to share.
你们是在那里去分享你里面的那些恩赐的。
You're there to bring your dimension of God to people.
是你把你对神的你自己的那个角度分享给其他人的。
You bring another color of the Holy Spirit.
你会把圣灵的另外一种不同的颜色又带出来。
Another taste and flavor of God.
把不同的一种味道和体验带出来。
Amen.I'm telling you, when something is from the Holy Spirit, it's so beautiful.
所以凡是来自于圣灵的都是非常美好美妙的。
And so Paul is basically saying,
所以保罗在说,
all of that can only be done if we are one.
这些都是只有我们合一的时候才会做得到哦。
If we acknowledge our gifts,
我们要知道自己个人的恩赐,
our position in the body of Christ,
也要知道我们在肢体里面到底是个什么样的职责,
and we function in it happily.
然后我们还很高兴的这样的给予。
Not only are people happy, you're going to be happy.
不光是收你的爱的人他也高兴，你自己给的都开心。
And so in Psalm 133 says.
所以诗篇133篇。
And we close with this.
我们就用最后一个经文来结束。
Behold.
说看哪。
How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
弟兄和睦同住是何等的善，何等的美。
It is like precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
Well, the psalmist is basically saying, when brethren are gathered together in unity,
诗篇在说，当弟兄姊妹们合一的在一起时
，When the community gather together in unity，
当团契都是合一的时候
，When the fellowship group gather in unity，
当小组都是合一的时候
，Something happens，
是有很奇妙的事发生的
，It becomes holy，
变得非常的圣洁
，Priestly，
是非常祭司性的圣洁。
Here it says。Aaron is the high priest.
他这里面用到了在亚伦，亚伦是高祭司。
Something holy and priestly.
所以这么圣洁祭司性的。
That's why Ananias and Sapphira tried to defile it, and God judged them.
所以亚拿尼亚夫妇他们污秽了肢体的事情，
Brothers and sisters,
神才会处理他们。
It is holy.
但是在我们在一起是圣洁的。
Because God says that is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以。神才会叫这个为圣灵所住的殿。
The Holy Spirit sees it.
所以当圣灵看到这殿时
，He comes down as the anointing.
他马上把他的膏膏油浇下来。
The precious oil is a picture.
最贵重的膏油浇下来。
Of the Holy Spirit coming down.
贵重的膏油下就是圣灵的一个预表。
On the whole group.
浇在了整个小组或者群体上面。
You never knew gathering together is so beautiful.
你会无法想象这样子的相交是多么的美好。
You thought it's just gathering together just to have a bit of food.
你们以为你们只是聚在一起吃个饭而已吗
？Gathering together to have a chit chat.
你们就是这样好像聊个天闲聊而
已吗 ？But if you gather together in unity,
而是在当我们合一的时候聚在一起时
，for each other,
为了对方
，and for the Holy Spirit,
为了圣灵。
That Holy Spirit anointing oil comes down.
那圣灵的贵重的膏油会浇下来。
And it flows from the head to the beard all the way down.
会从头一直流到胡须，一直流到衣襟，全部流下去。
So the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet.
所以全身的每一个肢体，眼睛啊，鼻子啊，耳朵呀。
Will all feel the oil coming down.
全部都沾到了这贵重的膏油。
Amen. And when that happens.
当这样的事情发生时。
That.Group of people.
这一群体的人
will have an experience of God.
会亲身的经历到神
They cannot forget.
永远都不会忘记那种经历
You can always point back that day when we gather together.
你会总很多人都能想到这么一天哦，就那一次，当我们这些弟兄姊妹们聚在一起的时候
And when that brother and that sister said this to me.
当那天那个弟兄跟我这样说话，和那个姊妹这样对我说的时候
It changed my life.
改变了我的生命
I thought I just went there for a meal.
我以为我就去那边吃个饭而已。
But I didn't know I ended up encountering the Holy Spirit.
但是我却没有想到料到我竟然在那里遇见了圣灵。
Amen? This year's vision is to initiate an encounter.
所以今年的我们的目的就是要跟圣灵有一个相遇。
And connect people to Jesus.
然后把人和圣灵跟耶稣相遇。
The Holy Spirit has given us a way of doing it.
圣灵已经给我们开了这条道路，让我们知道怎
么做的。Something that we all enjoy.
是做我们本身就很享受的事情。
Get together.
就是聚在一起。
Amen. When we get together, honor God.
当我们借着神的名聚在一起时
，Love one another.
我们互相相爱。
And be united.
然后我们合一在一起。
If anyone who chooses to be like Ananias and Sapphira, don't worry, let God sort it out.
如果你们当中突然来了一个亚拿尼亚夫妇这样的人，你们不用担心，神会搞定他们。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord,
主啊
，We love our brothers and sisters.
我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
We love you, Lord.
我们也爱你，主啊。
We thank you that you place us in this body of Christ.
我们谢谢你把我们放进了基督的身体里面。
Help us to know our position.
让我们能够看到我们自己在肢体的职责。
Our gifts.
和我们自己的恩赐。
And help us, O God, to give out, Lord, of ourselves to that.
主啊，你能帮助我们呢，把自己摆到这正确的恩赐上面。
We believe in you, Lord.
主啊，我们相信你。
We believe, O God, that we will become fruitful.
主啊，我们相信你，你是可以结果实的。
Because that oil that comes down,
因为这从那油贵重的油浇下来
will bring fruitfulness in my life.
会让我的生命结果实。
You know, brothers and sisters, the precious oil is also called the precious fat.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们知道这个贵重的膏油也叫做贵重的脂肪。
Fat in the Old Testament speaks of fruitfulness.
这个脂肪在旧约里面的预表就是讲很丰盛、结果实的意思。
So what the psalmist is basically saying?
所以诗篇在
说 blessing.
所以诗篇在说这祝福。
The fruitfulness.
这种结果子的祝福。
Will flow.
会流到我们上面。
In that group of people.
流到这一群体当中。
Today is the day of Pentecost, brothers and sisters.
所以今天是五旬节。
And let that fruitfulness
让这种结果子的膏油
flow
流在我们身上。
In the group that you're going to meet
流在我们的群体当中。
Flow in your home
流到我们的家庭里面。
Wherever you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit
不管你在哪里跟圣灵有团契。
Let that fruitfulness bless us
让这个有结果子的恩膏在我们的当中来祝福我们。
Father, let that oil flow on our heads all the way down to our toes.
主啊，你让这贵重的膏油从我们的头一直流到脚。
To every member of our church.
让我们的教会的每一个肢体
身上。To every person listening on the internet.
在我们每一个网上也和我们一起聚会的。
May the Lord bless you.
主祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
主祝福你。
May the Lord bless every person in this church.
主祝福在教会的每一位每一个肢体。
And may you bless the body of Christ by being that member.
让你也就是成为那一个肢体的职责，能够祝福教会其他的人。
God chose you.
神选择了你。
God put you in the church.
神把你放在教会。
God chose the church for you.
神对你选择了这教会。
God chose the body for you.
神也为你选择了这个身体。
Be happy.
要这样喜乐的侍奉。
Be content.
要这样满足的侍奉。
Because it is there that you'll be fruitful.
因为就是在你自己最享受、最满足的地方。
Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to break every yoke.
所以主啊，我们祷告你来打破所有的恶。
Destroy every lie of the enemy.
来打破所有的敌人的谎言。
Lord, in today, Lord, I pray, O God, that you make it.Once and for all, settle in our hearts.
主啊，你让今天让你的事情就在他们的心中稳固了。
That you called us into this gathering of brothers and sisters.
主啊，你是呼召了我们在你里面团契。
That you called us to bless this body.
主啊，你来呼召了我们来祝福这同一个身体。
So let the oil flow, Lord.
主啊，让这圣灵的膏油来让我们里面流动。
I receive.
主啊，我们接受。
I obey you, Lord.
主啊，我们顺服。
Because in this season of my life,
因为在我们生命的这个季节
I will be blessed.
我会得祝福。
When I obey you,
当我这样子顺服你的时候
So brothers and sisters, in this season,
所以弟兄姊妹们就在这个季节里
Bless the body of Christ.
祝福基督的身体
Pray.
让我们祷告
Bless.
来祝福
In our words, in our action, in our prayers.
在我们的 话语当中，在我们的行为和祷告当中。
Let the oil flow.
主啊，让这恩膏的油流动。
So that we can witness.
让我们能够见证。
The power and the glory of God.
神的大能和神的荣耀。
In this community.
就在我们这一团契当中。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Let's worship Him. Glory, glory, glory.Sing that again. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory.In praise, the Lamb upon the throne. 荣耀 glorious and worthy to be praised, the Lamb upon the throne. And unto Him. Brothers and sisters, I really feel that some people here, you came here today.
弟兄姊妹们，我感觉有的人你们来到我们当中。
Because you have a need.
因为你有一个需要。
Because someone told you to come to church.
因为有人要告诉你今天要来教会哦。
Well, you're in the right place.
今天你到了一个对的地方。
It is the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵。
Not any of us here.
而不是人。
That can truly help you.
能够真正的帮助到你。
As we worship.
当我们将敬拜时
Just call upon the Holy Spirit.
我们来呼叫圣灵的名字
The Spirit of our God.
我们说主啊圣灵啊
Help me.
来帮助我
Or if you like, you can call upon the Father.
或者你喜欢叫天父的名字
Father, help me.
你可以说天父啊帮助我
Help me, Lord.
帮助我
Help me to resolve my issue at home.
来帮助我来解决我现在面临的问题
To destroy what the enemy is trying to do to my son.
来粉碎敌人在我的儿子身上所做的工作
Or to my marriage.
还有我的婚姻
And to my relationship with my father and mother.
还有我跟我父母的关系
Whatever it is.
不管是什么
Or problems in your job.
不管你在工作上遇到什么问题
Issues in your business.
还有你的生意上的问题
Whatever it may be
不管你能说的是什么
Let God bless you in your life
神要在你的生命中祝福你
Let He bring restoration to you
让他把这恢复带给你
Hallelujah And the Lord is basically, I believe wants to reassure you nothing is impossible
所以主想让你知道在他没有难成的事情
Don't lose hope
不要失去不要灰心
God can do the impossible.
神可以做那不可能的事。
Hallelujah. So we sing that 荣耀 in the Mandarin.Blessing upon this congregation.
主啊，你来祝福我们的教会。
That every person is precious.
每一个人在你里面都是这样的宝贵。
Lord, you know our situation and our needs.
主啊，你知道我们的需求和我们的光景。
And ask you after mercy.
主啊，你有怜悯在我们
身上。And be gracious to us.
给我们恩典。
And I pray for your blessing over every family.
主啊，我们祷告你的祝福在每一个家庭当中。
And bless all our education, our employment, and our businesses.
来祝福，不管是我们的生意，还是学习，还是工作。
Let your blessing flow.
主啊，让你的美好和你的祝福流到我们身上。奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告的话，请到前面来。
这里有神的同在，这里有神的言语，这里有神灵的恩膏，这里是另一个天地。